you for joining us on Paper, Pencil, Dice, a tabletop role-playing podcast.
All right, welcome back to Paper, Pencil, Dice. We've had an awesome campaign so far. We're down in the caves. Tony, take it away.
All right, so yes, you are absolutely correct. We are down in the caves, but what happened last time we were in the caves?
There was this big-ass spider.
It was a very big spider, yes.
We found a couple of bodies.
Who had a big butt.
Yes.
I mean, yes, they're...
Very large spider. Yeah. Horse-sized.
Before the spider, we found a couple bodies. We found a cool sword that might be worth some decent dinero. So that would be awesome. And then we found another body who had something ripped out of his hands. Not so gently. All of it was kind of decapitated and kind of blood sucked out.
Decapitated?
Desiccated.
Desiccated. Thank you.
And then their heads were still attached.
The heads were still attached. And then we ran into the large spider. Knocked that sucker out with a couple of mighty blows from our fighter and rogue. And then...
I also dazed it.
Oh, yes, you dazed, but it never lasted long enough for your daze to take effect. And then
way to steal his thunder there.
No kidding.
We found a little bit of loot, and then we found this pyramid with some strange ruins on it. And like, we tried touching the ruins and trying to figure out what's going on with it. We did some occultist checks and figured out that it's some sort of navigational device that we can't decipher.
Potentially, yeah.
And that the orb would have sat on top of it?
Potentially.
Well, or a dwarf. We did find that a dwarf can sit on top of it as well.
Roderick didn't sit on top of it, right? And now we're ready to go west from these two little alcoves in the north. And we see a crystal?
A giant crystal.
Is it dark? Is it a dark crystal?
It is not a dark crystal. In fact, actually, interestingly enough, all the... bioluminescent algae, fungus, probably more fungus, that's reflecting light in. It seems to be reflecting that light out. And this large crystal, this is the largest crystal we've seen of all the crystals in this cavern, is reflecting it much brighter than everything else.
Does it seem like the same type of crystal, or does it seem like a different crystal?
It appears... So are you guys proceeding down and going up to the crystal to investigate it?
Yep,
I think so.
I think it's safe, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, well,
nothing's
first
safe
of all, you know, there's some more spider webs between here and there, so presumably you said you had relit your torch, correct?
Yes, I have that torch relit.
Slash and burn again?
Slash and burn.
It's pretty simple at this point. These are smaller.
If one can slash with a rapier. Yeah. Poke and burn?
Poke and burn.
Small slashes.
Very, very pokey slashes. So poke and burn the spider webs, and you eventually get rid of most of the spider webs and make your way through. And you find a large crystal, and there also appears to be a crystalline bipedal humanoid, or at least human-shaped thing, two arms, two legs, and roughly about 5-6 feet tall. Standing in front of it, made out of crystal.
Does he look happy?
He looks like he's made of crystal.
Is he saying anything? Can we say hello?
Do you interact with him?
Is he moving at all?
He is slightly moving, as in, it's obvious that he's alive.
I start hyperventilating. I don't like this.
And yes, to answer your previous question, does the crystal appear to be the same as the other crystals growing out of the wall? Yes. Although this is considerably larger. This is probably, like, whereas the other ones are small, like, maybe handheld crystals, this is, like, a 20-foot tall version.
Sure, sure. Does he look like the same crystalline substance?
He looks like he's also made out of the same crystalline
substance. Gotcha.
But he, unlike the rest of the crystals, appears to be animated.
He seems to be animated.
We come in peace. No? Nothing? All right, well.
It looks at you, and, like, it seems to, like, flicker with light, and you hear a voice inside your head as it's flickering.
Ooh.
And the voice says, "You come in peace, and yet you destroyed some of my brethren to litter upon the floor."
Destroyed your brethren? Who are your brethren?
The crystals.
I'm asking it.
I'm telling you.
Your human friend is correct.
You talking about... Oh, the trap we set.
Hey,
for the spiders.
Is it talking? I can't hear anything.
You, all of you hear this.
Oh, we all hear it. Okay.
The same voice in your head.
So when Chris talked, we talked to it telepathically.
Telepathetically?
Telepathetically? Not telepathetically.
you are so telepathetic.
No, you when you talk audibly. But it does not appear to have a mouth to speak back.
So he...
It speaks in your head.
Gotcha.
I see.
We never meant to destroy your brethren. We were just protecting ourselves from the spiders. Can we repair your brethren?
They will repair themselves in time.
Sorry for the inconvenience. We did not mean to. What's going on here? Why are you here in this cave?
We are here to contain.
Who is the we?
My brethren and I.
All the small crystals are also your brother? So all the crystals in this cave are all connected to you?
They are not connected to me. We are brethren.
Okay. And the large crystal behind you, is that one of your brethren also?
Yes, he is yet to be born.
Yet to be born. I'm going to be a big brother, I'm guessing? Or is it going to be about your size?
I do not understand the term big brother.
You know, they live in a house.
All people becomes... live together in the same house.
you are about...
Yeah.
You are about as tall as we are. Is the one who's going to be born about as tall as you?
When born, we are all the exact same height.
Got it. So this crystal seems to be bright. The other crystal behind us seems to be dark.
You seem... I say to myself.
You know, I could be really mean.
He only hears us, he doesn't read our minds.
I asked the entity, what are you here to contain?
We are here to contain the Artem Spawn.
The Artem Spawn?
Yes, the Artem Spawn.
Is that a creature? An artifact? What type of...
You're speaking telepathically to us. Can you give us pictures of the Artem Spawn in our minds?
Do you wish to... Yes, I can give you... I can approximate what you would perceive as an Artem Spawn. Everyone, give me a will save.
A will save.
So I got a 9 plus 5, so 14 total.
Okay.
I have a 24 non-natural.
Okay.
11.
15.
Okay. So those who got 15 and higher, which would be the two of you, you just reject entirely what is coming into your mind. Essentially, in your head, it's not...
It's an attack.
It's an attack. You, whatever is being exposed to you, you just, like, probably fall to your knees, clutch your head, and, you know, your mind is just not capable of understanding whatever it is. However, Tegan and Aether... seem to see this being that seems to be like an amorphous thing. It's like a being of sinew and tissue and bone and blood that seems to be ever changing in forms. And every few moments it changes from form to form to form, but always kind of keeping the fleshy, sinewy thing.
Okay.
Structure to it, and it seems that it will like randomly grow a mouth and eat something, and then that mouth will disappear. And it just seems to be pure flesh and bone that's amorphous in structure. And it seems somehow that it could never possibly exist, and of course this has always existed in your minds.
So I perceive this as an attack, and I, like, step back and, like, ready myself, I guess, a little bit to and be like, no more!
And the moment you say no more, the image stops from everyone's head.
So you're containing this, so it's here somewhere?
We were containing this.
Has it been released?
We are attempting to recontain it. The containment was established. The creature breached containment. We arrived and have been reestablishing containment over it.
Did somebody direct you to contain this, or how?
This is our purpose, to contain.
Was it directed by somebody to do such a thing, or as you not know?
This is our purpose, to contain.
So there is another black crystal in another room that looked like it held a spherical orb of some type. Do you know anything about it?
Its purpose is to contain.
That's the containment? That's the container?
It is that it empowers the containment.
It powers the containment. So the fact that the orb is missing is what broke the containment.
Do you know if the orb still remains within this cavern?
There is an approximation of the orb that has been replaced, but it is not the original.
It has,
however, been taken.
So the approximation's been taken also?
The approximation is what was taken. The original was destroyed upon impact.
Upon impact of what?
Upon impact.
Into this world?
You refer to this place as a world? Yes, then upon impact of the world.
Did something crash into the world, like a ship of some sort, or another orb?
There was an impact upon the surface of what you refer to as this world.
Okay.
I think he's saying the orb was dropped and it broke.
Yeah, but the yellow orb that we're talking about is like hand size. I just don't know if the original was hand sized or if the original was huge. And now this approximation is so small that it can't do a continued job as well. Do you know who took the approximation?
Records unknown.
Well, clockwork, there's flying creatures we're seeing in these caverns. Do you know anything about those?
Those are the assemblies.
What is assembly?
They are the structures that have been assembled out of the materials on this world that are sent out to retrieve supplies in order to restructure containment.
And one of the supplies it needed was the orb approximation.
Statement accurate.
Okay. But you don't know who took the orb approximation?
Records unknown.
So I'm more interested, but I'm still on guard.
these mechanical flying creatures, they're under your control, or are they under control of someone else?
They are under control of the mind.
Of the mind. And the mind is where?
The mind is at the center of the ship.
Awesome, so it is a ship. All right, so the ship crashed. Had the orb, containment orb, broke.
Is the ship contained within this cavern?
Well, if that's the navigation control, then if the black thing's the navigation control, then we're probably in the ship right now. Are we in the ship you're talking about right now?
You are not in the ship.
Are we on top of it or near it?
You are near the ship. You are not in the ship.
Okay.
Where once containment was lost, where did the creature go?
Creature is still in what was the containment unit. Creature has not awoken yet.
So he's in the containment, he's in the orb. The circular.
Orb is not containment, orb is power.
Power for containment. So where is the containment?
He, points the wall.
Which wall?
The north wall.
North wall.
Huh? When does your brethren hatch from this big crystal?
He gives you he says in 4,500
seconds.
He doesn't give you a unit. He just says in 4,500. You don't know what unit.
Milliseconds. Okay.
And what time is now?
Time current
He says something that doesn't make any logical sense.
Okay.
So.
And then I ask again, so now how much time until he had.
Remains 4,500.
Okay. So more than a second, 10 seconds. So can you contact the mind? Do you talk to the mind? Does the mind talk to you?
The mind communicates with us.
Can I look at your unhatched brethren?
Do you promise not to damage him as you have the others?
I did not damage them.
You ally with those that did.
I never said I allied with anyone.
Your intentions speak otherwise.
I'm just along for the ride.
I give Dithal a nudge and a look that says, hey, if things go wrong here, could you use magic to destroy all these things in one ball? It's a very complex look.
And
it's a very specific
and
one.
And I'm very confused and walk away from you.
He's pretty sure he just got hit on.
The other look that I give him is like, I don't get it. That seemed obviously clear to me.
So Hup just sits here and like makes like weird facial faces.
And I'm
be having a seizure. I'm not sure.
And I'm very concerned and start distancing myself from him.
Okay, so the
and I
the,
say and the, I tell him I will not hurt it. I just want to examine.
Okay, it allows you forward. You go up to the large crystal and. It appears to be emitting light of some sort internally within it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I mean, you can give me an occult check if you would like to investigate more.
Yeah. I want to occult identify magic. So that's a 9 plus... Actually, 8. So, 17.
Okay. This appears to be some sort of, there is an intelligence inside of this crystal.
Okay.
But it appears to be essentially, it's a process of an animation spell, so to speak. But this is one you're not familiar with necessarily.
Okay.
This isn't any occult magic you've ever heard of. This is definitely something foreign or alien to you.
Would you help us to get to the mine safely without harming any other life forms that are helping with the containment?
Besides myself and the constructs, there are no other life forms between you and the mine.
Okay.
So he pointed to the wall, right?
He did point.
He pointed to the
north. Pointed
north,
yeah.
Does the north wall look like it's... Because the orb manipulates rock.
Correct.
So I'm wondering if maybe the wall looks like it might be deteriorating, where that thing might be, you know, like the containment is falling apart. Is the orb used to help keep the rock solid so as to help with the containment?
I mean, the wall to the north does not appear to be much different than the walls in the rest of the cave.
We have a dwarf. Who's a dwarf?
Roderick.
Can I confer with Roderick and see if he... Is it Roderick or Roderick?
Roderick.
Oh, Roddick. You're right. That's Roddick.
So, Roddick, I give Roddick a look that says, hey, maybe you should check out the wall to see if it's damaged at all or odd.
You doing this all with looks?
All through looks. I don't want to be... Yes, that's all, exactly the look.
All of the eyebrow movements.
Yeah. A whole lot of eyebrow movements. And Roddick, unlike Jethal, Roddick seems to get the message. Roddick goes up to the wall, looks at it, and goes, this wall does not appear to have been disturbed.
Okay. I don't think he's saying we have to go through the wall. I think he's saying it's over there somewhere. We have to find another way around. Maybe that north passage from the very beginning? We saw some Rickety
Bridge.
Well,
there's additional exits from this chamber, it looks like. Okay. One to the south and one to the west.
So assuming you guys have been sketching down a map, this is where you're at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is...
Okay. That's exactly what I had in my head.
Yeah, that Rickety Bridge was up there, so maybe we'll get to the Rickety Bridge.
It looks like there's a passage to the south, though, and to the west.
We should probably examine the south before we head west, because there was a cavern.
The south? What are you talking about? You're talking about the...
So there is an exit to the south out of this crystal area, correct?
Oh, okay.
And there's also an exit to the west.
There is an exit to the west, and there is an exit to the south.
Okay.
All right. Is there any life forms to the south, south or west of us?
There are, yes, there are life forms to the west.
Okay. But that's between us. Oh, okay. Okay. So if we went to the west to try to get to the mind, we will cross life forms that are not the constructs or you?
Inaccurate. There are full life forms to the west. If you are heading directly to the mind, you will not encounter them.
Okay, we are not heading directly to the mind. We're heading west first. We will encounter the life forms first?
You will encounter the life forms.
And the life forms are not you or the constructs?
They are not. They are neither me nor the constructs.
Are you aligned with the constructs?
Our kind created the constructs.
So is there something we can do? Could you help us? We do not wish to be attacked by the construct, but the constructs have attacked us in the past.
Were you in possession of things the constructs were attempting to gather?
Were we what?
Were you in possession of things the constructs were attempting to gather?
Yes.
Then that is why they attacked. Because you did not give them willingly.
What are they trying to recover?
Various components or materials from your world that are used to reestablish, to repair the ship or repair containment.
You know how to speak to us. The constructs never spoke to us, so...
Constructs are incapable of speech.
Okay.
Can you give us some type of...
And I am incapable of speech.
Uniform.
I am able to communicate with your minds.
Okay. Can you give us some type of uniform or name badge that the constructs should use to identify us as potential allies and not to take things or attack us?
Do not be in possession of things the constructs need, and they will not attack.
Tell us what they are looking for.
Could you give us a grocery list of those things of which the constructs are searching?
What is a grocery list?
It's a list that one buys groceries with.
What are these groceries you
say? So can you just give us a quick mental list of what they're looking for?
They are looking for power sources and mechanical devices.
Okay.
So basically anything.
Well, complex, simple mechanical devices or complex mechanical devices?
It depends on current need of construction.
What is current need of construction?
Simple mechanical devices.
So they can be stealing all over the city right now.
Right, and mostly are.
Yeah, which is alerting the guard and getting everybody all riled up.
All right. Well, I think we need to go visit the mind.
We have. Can you communicate with the constructs?
Yes.
Can you communicate with all of them at the same time? Like, is it a?
It is not a. There is no network communication.
Gotcha.
I can communicate with an individual construct. Yes.
One at a time. Not
any that are within my presence.
Right. And you can't give us any name badges or uniforms that would help us to show that we're aligned with them, that we're helping to gather materials. So they wouldn't have to take them from us because we are gathering them with them.
No. There are no name badges.
Hi, my name is Steve.
I'm helping with containment deals. How are you? All right, I say we go talk to the mind. It sounds like
I think
we're talking to the worker bees, and we're just not communicating well. We're going to go talk to the mind. So let's check out some more of this cavern and then go see if we can get to the mind.
Okay. So where do you guys go first?
I think we should go ahead south because it connects back through, but we might be able to...
Does it?
I just from the formation of the cave, I think it...
From my mental map that I've been building, I think it does.
Okay. Let's check it out.
Okay, so you go and investigate. You in the southern area where the two caverns meet. It does in fact connect over to where you saw that large tree-sized mushroom. Ultimately, though, in the area where the two caves connect, does appear to be mostly destroyed crystal, shattered and destroyed.
Okay, can we? I kind of want to go.
I'd like to go back and talk to the little crystal dude.
Yeah.
And see. What happened to all your brethren here?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
There have been a number of invaders over time, which is also why our assemblers and finders have been armed and prepared to do to engage with any who threaten our intentions or the mind.
That is terrible. I can't believe that they would do that. We are certainly not like that.
Is any of these invaders, are they uniformed in any way? We saw one of the city guard here. Was that an invader?
There are those who wear the tabard of your, what I believe you refer to as guard. There are others who have come and attempted to steal devices that were being assembled or gathered.
Do you know what a goblin is? And I describe a goblin to him.
There are green-skinned, large-eared creatures who have also attempted to steal, yes.
Have any of them succeeded?
Several, yes.
Okay. So we got to check out the smuggling ring at some point. Smuggling ring's probably going to have the orb and some other stuff. How important is the orb to you right now? Do you need the orb right now? The approximation orb?
Approximation orb is helpful, not required.
Okay. All right, let's go find the mine.
Right, let's
go back west.
Let's go west to the
crystal cave.
Yeah, okay. Let's...
So you proceed west. You encounter another crystalline structure.
Kind of around the corner to the south, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to zoom in on here so you can see more of the detail. So this is, by the way, a large tree-sized mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Here appears to be a body adjacent to a crystal, and there is a large centaur-looking winged clockwork machine standing in the hall there.
Okay.
The body, when you arrive, you see the body has been pretty well disemboweled.
You should go check to see if he's alive.
Yeah. He might be alive. It might be alive.
The skull appears to have been opened, the brain removed, the chest appears to also have been opened, and a number of organs are missing. But the rest of the body seems more or less intact.
But other than that, he's fine.
Did he have any loot on him?
anything that was on him appears to have been removed other than some clothing.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I said she. Because it's obvious, after investigating, it appears to have been a female rather.
So no lutes, how about like flutes or other instruments?
Oops.
There are no flutes, there are no lutes.
They have boots.
It does in fact have boots, however.
There is no hey, I'm Sam. I am.
Okay. All right. So it's near a crystal.
I investigate the crystal a little more.
Okay. The crystal appears to be similar to that previous crystal, okay. Although it appears to be larger and glowing slightly brighter. Ooh. So if you had to surmise an estimation, it's probably closer to generating another one of those.
So probably like
4,750. Yeah. There
you go. All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
So as we approach the Mr. Scary... carry
I will switch to readying my shield.
At this point, when you get up to him, you see that there's not just him. There's a lot more of these mechanical things. These are not flying ones. They're just sort of, small structured ones. But they appear to be carrying things in and out, and in and out, and in and out. They seem to be ferrying things. You see all kinds of stuff. You see there's like a pulley. That is being brought in. There is a small hinge of some sort that's being brought in. You see a kidney that's being brought in.
A kidney?
A kidney. You see, like, probably a set of lungs. And they appear to be, like, perfectly separated from whatever their host body was.
Hmm. Interesting.
It would have been really nice if you had succeeded in somehow giving us a badge so that they didn't tear us apart.
Or uniforms. I mean, yeah, uniform would have been helpful, too.
Organs.
Jumpsuits?
Well, I don't suggest you wear whatever she had on because it didn't work.
Yeah. Let's see if we can walk past them and just see if we can
just leave us alone.
Can we, at least greet them maybe?
I guess go first.
They're constructs.
No.
He can only talk to them because he can talk to them in their minds. I don't know how we're going to talk to them.
I think I'll still say we're here to see the mind.
Alright.
You walk up to the large centaur looking thing and... Okay. You walk up to it and you say, we are here to see the mind, and you just simply see... Because it's this kind of ornately carved, metal with filigrees on it and all kind of other stuff. You do see a few of those same, now that you've seen them before, some of those same runes that are in this thing. But you see like gears turning and, you know, winding and turning, and another one stops and another one spins. And then eventually it takes a step back as if gesturing you to proceed forward.
Okay. Proceed forward towards it or proceed forward past it?
Past it.
Okay. Come a little closer, little girl. I wish...
Another lung.
Yes. Come a little closer, lung-carrying device.
Okay. Well, I think... Do we want to proceed past it then? Yeah?
Absolutely.
Sounds like it.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, we always want the enemy behind us when we get past.
You proceed past it, and you see another body up ahead. This one appears to have had all of its skin and practically all of the organs removed, and its eyes are removed... this one actually appears to be larger, so this was probably like a half-ogre, you're guessing?
Hup, do you want to check its pockets?
I'm hyperventilating even more.
It has been skinned.
Against the predator.
I shield my eyes away from it.
As we walk past.
I'm not
afraid that he might have been flayed. That was a good one. That's the best one today. Just FYI.
We'll go with best one, yeah. Okay. So you get up, and there's more crystal, and this crystal appears to have been broken as well.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
The crystal is terrible, yes.
And somebody would do that.
And right in this area here, you see a map... do you guys make go that far?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Nothing in that little alcove there that we can see.
Does not appear to be anything of note in that particular alcove there. No.
Okay.
As you continue forward, you see. I won't drag the miniatures around because we're not in combat necessarily, but you see a metallic hallway with lights going down.
Like fluorescent?
Are they?
Well, you don't know what a fluorescent light is.
fire-based light or non-fire-based
luminescence. Nor is it bioluminescence. This appears to be coming out of, like, tubing in the walls. Right. That being said, there are large chunks of this hallway that appear to have just been ripped out, missing, or something.
Okay.
Okay.
And very smooth floor, very smooth.
Perfectly smooth floors. There's also these large metallic grates that are like all the holes in the grate are uniform size. It unnaturally made, definitively.
Sure. Hup, do you, can you tell if there's anything that might be dangerous
for us? Absolutely, I can.
Oh no.
I quite excel at finding dangerous things.
And natural one coming in. 3, 2.
We need a perception?
Sure.
That would be a 12.
12.
Or would that be a thievery?
Well, thievery is generally used to interact with them. Perception usually is to assess them.
So this would be more like
danger as in traps. Does not appear to be any traps other than maybe, you know, the large chunks that are taken out of this hallway.
So don't walk in the hole. Okay.
Well, no, those aren't holes. It's kind of poorly mapped. Those are not holes. Those are essentially like whenever this impacted with this, this is rock from the walls that isn't come through.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So essentially this fell here, presumably based upon what you heard prior.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't land gently, and so there's large things, and there's areas where whatever this was, its pieces have been separated throughout, and now the rock has apparently, you know, reasserted itself over a lot of
the areas. So this is the containment from the north wall, right? This is the north wall they pointed through.
Yeah.
Potentially.
He may have been pointing way further than this, who knows?
I think Pup believes he knows.
I am very intrigued by this interesting looking hallway.
It's architecture that is incredibly fascinating and also terrifying in the fact that you don't understand.
Yes.
It's obviously not crafted by mortals. To someone in the city of Inconnivus, it's very likely you could easily see this being something of divine origin. being that it's impossible to imagine any of this to have been crafted by mortal hands.
I would like to detect magic.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's making this light.
You cast detect magic, and the light is not magical.
Now I'm real confused.
The holes in the floor that kind of span, uh-huh. they're perfectly symmetrical and repetitive.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything down below them? Liquid? More metal?
Do you shine the torch down against it to see?
Maybe I'm just holding the torch over them, so I would be...
So looking down?
Okay. Yeah.
As the light of the fire dances kind of through the holes in there, and it casts sort of the grate-like shadows past there, below you do see, in fact, what looks like a large cylindrical tube.
Like a tube going, like, vertically? Or, like,
well, horizontally? Well, it's beneath you, so it's vertically beneath you.
Right. Not like looking down into it and it runs horizontally on the floor.
No, it's not. It's still standing vertically
right
beneath where the grate would be, or at least slightly off-centered from the grate. Inside of this tube appears to be something that you just mentally reject, whatever it is.
Inside the tube, inside I mentally tube. Reject.
Like you see it and you immediately forget what it is.
Forget what?
Exactly. But the tube itself appears to be made out of organic tissue. Like, you see the tube, and it seems to be made out of, like, what looks to be skin that's been stretched around to construct something. And there are what appear to be hearts that are pumping some sort of a liquid throughout the skin. Sure. As sort of essentially pumps. That there's wires then running to them to make it function. It looks like this is probably what you were... being described earlier as a containment thing made entirely out of organic material.
Gotcha.
All right. Organic and not organic. All right, let's walk through the hallway.
Certainly not things of nightmares.
Certainly. And the sound of just the liquid being pumped through it is almost sickening.
And thinking...
Jadal, you should check this out.
And thinking... yeah. No. So, while he's looking at that, trying to recall, like, if there's anything religious that would describe any of this. So using recall knowledge
for religion.
With
for
religion. Okay. 13 plus 4.
Okay. In all the religious studies 17. You've seen, the horror of what you if you look down beneath those grates and look down there, the horror of what you've seen can only be described as, like, eternal damnation of those who,
So now I'm real scared, and I'm like, this is not a good place.
Well, let's go talk to the mine and find out what's going on. We don't know what's going on.
I think it's the devil.
Maybe, but I want to help the people who are trying to contain it. I don't want to harm them.
I know, I think the mind is...
Somehow I'm getting the impression that the neither is particularly innocent at this point.
All right. So you proceed forward into this thing. There's stairs up at the end of that area. And strewn about appear to be some more of these crystalline things that are completely crushed or broken or shattered. But they appear to have been crushed or broken or shattered before, because they also the crystals appear to be regrowing in whatever array they fell into. To the north, there's a hallway that is almost closed off by damage of the rocks. But inside of that hallway appears to be the discarded components of the bodies that were flayed that remain unused. So it's just random body parts that appear to just be decomposing.
So everything in that room is biologic?
I avoid that room.
For the most part, yeah. The smell is pretty noticeable in this area.
Yep.
Like roses?
think roses, except the opposite.
It's what makes roses grow.
As you proceed past the first patch of crystals, a humanoid thing with a large red flowing cape approaches and says, and it just there's this grate on the front of it that seems to like glow as sound comes out of its face, and it says, "State your purpose."
is this thing...
And I just want to make sure, I'm just making it a detail, that I'm trying to be very careful walking around the crystals, and I'm not trying to step... I'm purposely not stepping on them.
Okay.
Is this thing biologic? Is it mechanical? Is this it...
appears to be mechanical, and it also appears to be the same style of mechanical as all the dragonflies and the little crawling creatures and that centaur. This is the first bipedal humanoid-looking one you've seen.
Okay.
And the other thing is this, the other interesting thing is this, you know, it's only wearing a cape, but it's strange that this is the first item of clothing that any of these structures you've ever seen is wearing.
Okay.
We are here to see the mind. We need to understand about the containment field.
Containment field is being repaired. Containment field previously breached. System nominal.
Are you the mind?
I am the custodian.
Oh, so you clean up after everyone.
Can we speak to the mind? Is it on here on the ship?
The mind is currently on the ship. It is currently working. State your purpose in speaking to the mind.
Is this the ship?
This is the ship, or at least part of it.
We are here to learn more on how we can help recover the approximation orb.
It gestures towards the end of the hall, and there appears to be a large metallic device with buttons and glass blocks on it, and there is appears to be a yellow orb inside of one of the glass blocks.
Okay. And he's gesturing like welcoming us past him.
Like he's like when you're like, I need to speak to the mind, he points at
him. Okay. So we can potentially cross past him without.
Yeah, he's not standing at all in your way.
Sure. Okay, let's continue past and this has buttons so it can be pushed?
There are buttons that can be pushed.
Cool.
We like the buttons.
Last time
I kind of stepped forward in a more quick pace than I have been walking.
Hope seems very excited.
Hold on, let's talk to the mind first before we do anything else.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone watch him. All right, so we get up to the mind.
Okay.
This reminds me of like the Serenity movie and that ship that they were on. This whole layout is kind of cool.
Spoilers.
No. Right. Serenity now.
Serenity spoilers. Now. Serenity now.
So this is, he pointed at the mind, is this is the mind?
Yes, it appears to be a large metallic device with buttons and glass boxes.
Mind, how long, why is the containment here, was the containment on your ship, or did the containment go, or did you bring the containment here? I'm trying to figure out if this bad guy was here a little longer, if it was on the ship.
Containment was contained in transport. Containment breached. Containment compromised ship. Ship descended into gravitational orbit.
So you crashed.
Where did you come from?
We came from Artemater.
I don't know this region.
Artemis spawn nor Artemater.
Also,
Artemis, Artemis spawn,
what is orbit? Also, what is orbit and gravitation? What?
Like a whole bunch of like diagrams show up on one of the glass boxes in languages that you don't understand, and that's all you see.
Does my character?
You do see a sort of graphic of like what looks like the sun, and like things orbit, things going around it.
Okay.
And like an arrow pointing at this thing going around it.
Does Hup?
Probably to your mind, you're like, I think it's describing our world going around, but this makes no sense.
No, yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Does Hup have a feeling that is familiar but absolutely understandable at the same time?
I have no idea how to answer that question.
Like there's almost a part of recognition, but completely understandable.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
In a language, it seems semi-familiar, but not at all.
Yeah, we'll go with yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is containment going well, or is there critical components that you need?
First of all, Tegan has a feeling in his head for a moment. A voice, a very familiar voice.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's his mother.
You know exactly what voice I'm talking about. Yes. And this voice says, I sense pure destruction and evil coming from this device in front of you.
Sure. And the other voice says nothing?
Like the invisible thing on your shoulder goes,
Oh, great. All right. Pure destruction and evil.
The voice in your head appears to be indicating that yellow orb inside the box.
It's pure destruction and evil.
Which is, as far as you can tell, is the mind. So the voice in your head is saying the mind is pure destruction and evil.
Nice.
But we don't hear this.
No, this is a voice inside of his own head. A voice that he knows very familiarly.
Do I look at him and see this, like, smirky smile? What kind of...
What is Tegan's bluff?
Deception? Seven.
Okay, so do you attempt to disguise the thoughts that you're having, or do you project them fairly openly?
I'm not ready to trust these guys with the voice, so...
Okay, so then you see nothing of any indication that he's thinking anything at the moment.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I have a perception of 5.
All right, well, roll. Let's try.
It's a roll off.
Roll your deception.
It's a roll off.
He'll roll his perception.
All right.
I rolled an 8 plus 5. That's 13.
You didn't do better than his -3, so.
He does hide things well.
No way to monologue. Tegan, he's like whispering
in the voice's face whatsoever.
Tegan seems to walk up to this computer looking device. At least us at the gaming table would recognize it as a computer looking device, not your characters. And
it would look more like an abacus to us.
Nice. Sure, good job. He looks at it, like, with curiosity and interest and suddenly horror. Like, he had some realization that, you know, just an oh god look on his face.
What's wrong, Tegan? You seem troubled. Talk to me.
I must protect you all.
I will listen to your troubles.
Produce my name right at the globe, at the orb.
Okay.
When he says that, I'll ready my weapon because I don't like the look on his face.
That seems hasty.
It's probably too late at this point.
As that happens, the custodian, you hear just a huge crash off in the distance down the hallway. Just a large, like, and then you hear, like, the tinkling of both the combination of metal and crystal.
Yeah.
So we will go into initiative next time on Paper, Pencil, Dice.
Thank you for joining us on Paper, Pencil, Dice, a tabletop role-playing podcast.